Well, one of the cool success stories in recent years is Ardent Reels. And with me today is Mike Brooks. And Mike, you know, you and I have met each other, I guess, since day one with Ardent. And David Gray, of course, is a friend. And you guys are kind of a Wall Street story. I mean, it's really a neat deal what's taken off in Macon, Missouri.
Yeah, it's really a lot of fun. And it's really a product of, you know, an idea that David Gray had, which was, bottom line, to be able to give the American fisherman a choice. And the choice was simply the opportunity to buy a high-quality, high-performance reel that was made in the USA. You know, David had a number of years in the fishing tackle industry and identified the opportunity that in today's world, American anglers could not buy a high-performance, high-quality, made-in-the-USA reel. He came up with the idea that really kind of started the wheels turning, and 5 years afterwards, we are now in the marketplace with what we believe to be some of the finest performance bait casters and spinning reels available in the industry.
Well, you think about that. I mean, a lot of people, you know, it's a great thought process. Hey, we're going to build an American. It's going to be with American parts and all that kind of stuff. And then you start thinking about it and you go, can we really do it? But you guys have done it, man. It's pretty cool.
Well, it's definitely cool, but I will be very honest with you. It has not been easy. And, you know, I think the fundamentals of the project were really kind of a textbook business plan. It was looking at the industry, identifying the opportunity, you know, that was there, looking at the dollar sales that were in the industry, the disciplines that were in the industry from saltwater to freshwater, and then within freshwater from casting reels to spinning reels to fly reels, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, looking at the variety of fishing disciplines in the industry, whether it was bass or whether it was redfish or muskie or walleye or steelhead or pike, and identifying the equipment that you wanted to design for the most profitable and fertile segment of the industry. And once that kind of fundamental was done, you then went down the road to say, can you design a reel that contains the specifications and accessories that anglers are going to want to want? And if you can, right, what ultimately is going to be the direct manufacturing cost for that reel?
Right.
Because at the end of the day, somebody's not going to buy your product just because it's made in the USA. We hope somebody's going to buy your product because it's got the performance and the quality reputation that justifies their hard-earned money. This business venture will not succeed if we don't produce great, great product. And it's not only got to be as good as the competition, it's got to be better. And so that, Terry, is what led us into the whole concept and dynamics of saying we're going to not only produce great product, we're going to put three times the warranty on this product that the competition has. Because since we designed it in the USA, build it in the USA, we are incredibly confident in the durability of these reels. And I think once we put that package together and proved out over time, which was really, you know, about a 36-month process to say, could we engineer it? Could we design it? What were our capabilities internally from a machining and developmental standpoint? And then outsourcing, right, the rest of the components in the reel, the bearings and the gear sets and the spool shafts, et cetera, all that had to come from other suppliers. And we mandated that we would not accept product from anything other than American-owned, made-in-the-USA company. Ardent is not the only entity that's challenged by American economics. Every one of our suppliers is challenged by American economics. We feel a responsibility to employ people with a decent wage in a good work environment and to put a roof over their heads and to provide a great benefit plan. And the costs of doing that are infinitesimally greater than the kind of labor dynamics that you have in Japan, China, and Korea in the Philippines. And that's what drives the challenge in this proposition is ultimately, can we produce that great performance product that does have that quality dynamic to it and do it with economics that make it a reasonably profitable venture for us at Ardent, for the dealers that distribute our product around the United States, and can you ultimately put that product in the hands of an angler at an affordable price? And from the start, people have said, well, I can buy a cheaper Japanese or cheaper Chinese casting reel. And you know what? You can. But you can't buy a better one. And when you look at our pricing and you look at the performance and the quality of our reels, combined with that three-year warranty. Although you can get cheaper reels, I don't think, Terry, that anybody today could find a reel that truly provides a better value.
You know, Mike, it is exactly that. I mean, you know, sometimes price point scares people away in the American economy, as you mentioned. If you build the best and get it at an attractive price point, I've always got this thing about technology. You know, if Tiger Woods was still using wood shafts and persimmon heads and some of the things that he did on a golf course, he wouldn't be scoring the way he is now. So you have to use technology to your advantage, and that's what you've done at Ardent.
Yeah, and we work hard at it. You know, we are continually focused on PI, productivity improvement, looking for ways to drive cost out of our system. We try to operate, Terry, the most efficient design programs that we can. We certainly, from a manufacturing standpoint, operate as efficiently as we can with people and processes and assembly dynamics. Even the structure of our floor schematic is designed to minimize the time that it takes our employees to move from assembly A to assembly B to assembly C, because all that relates to time, and time is money, and the more time that we can eliminate, the less cost has to go into that reel, which gives us the ability to sell it to the dealers who sell it to the anglers at the most affordable pricing.
Well, and I've got to go back to the very beginning of this interview. I talked about it being a Wall Street story. And, you know, you look at it, you took Macon, Missouri, and you said, hey, you know, we want to build a plant here, and what can we do? They embraced you. They said, hey, we've got a labor force here. We've got, you know, some economics we can work on. You guys took that thing, ran it together, in a very short period of time, put a model together that should be a model to everybody out there that's trying to grow a business like this.
Yeah, you know, I think that you have to credit David Gray as the founder of the company. When he had this idea and he approached the Missouri Department of Economic Development to say, here's what I'd like to do, what kind of assistance is available, the Missouri Department of Economic Development directed, you know, Ardent to Macon, Missouri. And the reason they directed Ardent to Macon, Missouri is because a corporation that used to be based in Macon called Toastmaster, that made electric toaster ovens, had recently relocated all of their manufacturing to China. And they displaced hundreds of capable and qualified and ethical workers in the United States for offshore manufacturing jobs. And the state said, if you're going to create a manufacturing facility and create manufacturing jobs, please go to Macon, Missouri, where there is an outstanding workforce that needs to be employed. And we were able to look at that dynamic, and with their assistance financially, with some great financial loans that they provided to us, and the assistance they gave us in a land acquisition and the construction of a plant, I think it truly has been a win-win-win situation where Ardent, you know, was not even an entity, and now it's an incorporated entity in the state of Missouri, located in Macon, employing over 18 people directly, not to mention probably well over 100, right, ancillary jobs in the local community. And I think today we are approaching almost 100 different suppliers for components and parts and marketing and advertising materials around the United States that are all American-owned, made in the USA firms.
What a great story. And, you know, Mike, I guess the big thing is that folks need to go out there and just use this reel. It's a phenomenal reel. I've had the opportunity to test them all, and they all work as designed. You've got a great customer services group there. If you have any issues, you just have a question, you know, you can call there, and guys will give you, or a lady will give you an answer to a question very quickly. You've got the three-year warranty. You guys got the future looking pretty bright right now, I would think.
Well, we do. It's hard. You know, I think the biggest challenge, you know, Terry, that we have is now market acceptance and market awareness for the reel. We've proven the majority of the risk in the proposition that we can engineer, we can design, and we can manufacture great performance product. Now the other dynamic is getting that product into the hands of the anglers. And if you don't have it at retail, right, you can't get it in their hands. And a lot of the dealers that are in the industry are reluctant to bring in a new reel. You know, they've got all the competitive product, and they look at the opportunity and say, I really don't need another fishing reel. So the greatest thing that, you know, quite frankly, American anglers can do for us is go into their local tackle shop and ask for the Ardent line of product, because when a dealer hears that, he says, there's an opportunity. I'm now confident that if I take this product in, people are going to purchase it. It's going to turn. It's going to make me money. And that way, you know, everybody accomplishes their objectives. And I've said it for a long time. When somebody decides to go out and buy an Ardent reel, they're not just going to improve their fishing. They're going to help improve the U.S. economy. Because every time one of those reels is purchased, you're helping, right, a variety of companies keep their people employed. And that's the bottom line on the proposition. You shouldn't buy it just because of those social benefits. should buy it because we believe, and I think they will believe when they fish it, it's the best performance reel they can buy, but it's got that ancillary benefit of keeping people employed in this country, which is, quite frankly, whether you look at the steel industry, the auto industry, and a lot of other industries, it's something that this country didn't pay attention to, and look at the state of affairs today.
Well, I definitely applaud you, and thank you for being with us here at Bass Fan Radio. Keep me updated on new products. You guys have expanded quite significantly in the last year or so, and keep me updated, and we'll keep the news out there to the fans of bass fishing.
Well, we certainly appreciate your support, and thanks to all your listeners, Terry, for their support as well. And anytime we can be of assistance to any of them, don't hesitate to contact us.
Well, I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.